The Parks Casino, New Jersey Chime Time is 10:08. It's the Dennis and Judy Show. I'm Dennis Malloy.
I'm Judy Franco. Kids, got to talk to you about something. This is like a big disagreement between people. What does next Monday mean to you?
Next Monday, that would be the 26th of June,
okay.
July?
See, I this is why I miscommunicated, because I'm going to take a day off on August 3rd, right?
Okay.
So I go, I'll be off next Monday, August 3rd, because this Monday to me is July 27th. But to some people, the one coming up July 27th is the next Monday. So you guys tell me what you think.
Next Monday is July 27th.
Kyle, you with him?
I kind of side with you. I think I would call the upcoming Monday, Monday. And then next Monday would be the one that follows that.
Makes sense. I see that.
I'm not sure, though, because I've heard people say it both ways. So now somebody misunderstood me. And I said, because I said next Monday. And so now, if I don't call a week from this Monday, next Monday, what do I call it? A week from this Monday is, I guess, what I should say.
Yeah.
Because people are very confused.
I would say this coming Monday. Or, I'll see you next Monday. I mean, yeah, this is a variety of things are okay.
Yeah.
Acceptable.
Well, okay. Thank you. I'm glad we got through this because it was really irking me.
Wow.
I feel better.
You're easily irked.
I'm very easily irked. Also, I wanted to...
Could that be a medical condition or something you
irkable?
Get... Yeah, easily irked. If you're easily irked, consult your doctor about...
Non-discriminate irking. Well, I tell... You know what I tell my grandkids?
What?
I go, you guys, you know what? You have a sickness. And they'll all be like, quiet. You guys are very sick. They'll be like, whining. And I go, and they go, what's wrong, Grandma? And I'm like, I think I'm going to have to call an ambulance. You guys have indiscriminate whining. And they go, what is it? And then I taught them what indiscriminate whining is. It's when, and then I taught them all to do it. And I'm like, you guys, you have to do this. And it goes like this. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Or it goes, how come he? And so now they all do it. And it's called indiscriminate whining.
Sherry is adorable, by the way. She's what, eight?
She's eight. Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She
suffers from it the most of all of them. She has acute indiscriminate whining.
Yeah.
The nightmare.
My 8-year old granddaughter does not have that, but her little 4-year old sister sure does.
The one in every family.
And the 4-year old sister?
Yeah.
In love with me, wakes up crying, where's Pop?
Like me. Exactly.
What? You wake up crying.
Yeah, I was like, weird. Like, if you don't, like this morning, you didn't even call me.
I know. Well,
I was inconsolable.
All right, so our producer, Kyle Forcini.
Yeah.
Or Forcin. We've removed the I from the end of his name.
Forcin.
Because
that's horrible.
Not even, I almost.
Sounds dirty.
It does. Well, it sounds like foreskin.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mr. Forcin sent some great topics over our way.
Kyle Forcini.
I mean, I've had them all.
Forcin.
You haven't had Forcini.
All right, Forcin.
Oh, no, I've had that.
Forcin. Well, let's do Forcin. That's doesn't sound
thanks,
bad.
Dad, for the last name.
Yeah, but that's still Italian because it's like Forcin.
Yeah, well, Forcin is bad. So, Kyle is with the name Forcini, but see, the name Kyle kind of cancels out the Forcini. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, my dad's name is Robert. That also would cancel it out, right?
Robert Forcini.
That's
the second generation trying to Americanize.
It could be Bobby the Fish Forcini.
Bobby the Fish.
You know? If you knew him, you'd know that's not the case.
What do you mean? He's a straight
shooter? He's a straight white guy.
Like, yeah, that's what my dad was.
He's like me.
Even though my dad was Dante.
Yeah.
With the last name of something other than Malloy. He was just... Like my,
but at least your dad looked the part. Then
he did look very.
Kyle looks like Kyle's the whitest person I've ever met in my life.
Well, first off, so
as Sam would say, pasty and bloated.
I didn't know we had to bring that up again, but thanks. So my grandfather was from Milan, so it's not the part of Italy where they're going to have the super tan skin and all that. He was blonde hair, blue eyed, and my dad has. I mean, the Italian died with my dad. They made sure it was dead with me. It's not coming back.
And you're happy about that, or?
I have no problem. Yeah, anybody who says you, the first time I probably met you, you said Forcini, I said, take it with a grain of salt. I'm just a white guy.
Okay.
Nothing Italian about me.
And I'll be going to the Milan area in a couple months, and I'll be seeing a lot of people that look like you.
Yes. Well, I don't have the blonde hair, blue eyes, though.
No.
I have brown.
Well, they don't all have blonde hair, blue eyes, and some are dark.
It would be I don't know. One of my best friends from, you remember me talking about Pam D'Amato?
Yeah.
And she was one of my closest friends in high school, and she was 100% Italian through and through, Northern Italian, blonde as they come. Mm-hmm. Blue-eyed as they come, and looked like she was, you know, born in a wheat field.
I think most of the people think that Italians are dark and swarthy because most of the ones that came over here are. But I have cousins with red hair and blue eyes from Sicily. So it's yeah.
If you see someone that looks like me, pasty and bloated, just say you know a guy.
If you see something, you work with one. Say something.
Right.
So Mr. Forson, and I almost squished one of his Uncrustables that he brought in today, which again
would have been rude.
Yeah, but by accident, I almost leaned on it. I was like, oh, what's that? And then I went, ew, because I touched the outside wrapper. But anyway, I digress. Mr. Forson sent over some interesting topics to discuss today, one of which I can relate to, and I think you can too, Judy, which is backyard gardens. Now, this year, he and Allie, I guess you tried doing one?
Yeah, didn't work though.
Well, no, you were living in an apartment.
Yeah.
Where did you try it?
I'm on the balcony in pots.
In pots. Now, I've done the pot thing on my patio, and this year I decided to move them out into full sun on the grass.
You've also grown pot.
I've grown pot,
speaking
too.
Of pots.
I stopped about 6 years ago. Anyway, it's not a good year. First the deer, and then that horned worm thing that I hurt my shoulder throwing.
Right.
And then it's not a good year for my garden. Judy, you and Mark gardened a couple years ago.
Yeah, we do every year. Sometimes we're more into it than others. This year, I mean, it's going okay, but it's like I didn't get what I wanted. Got like 1,000 cucumbers. That happens every year.
Right.
You're choking on cukes. And then you get like, and then for some reason, the guy who planted for us, gave us like 100 basil plants. Dennis, I have more basil than even you could ever use in your life. So, you know, I have to make pesto once a week. We did a lot of red lettuce, which I love. But the whole thing of gardening to me should be you plant what might be very expensive to grow. You know what I mean? To purchase.
Well, tomatoes aren't cheap. Jersey tomatoes, my supermarket has them or whatever, especially early on, they're pretty expensive. Now, I'm trying to grow tomatoes and it's not working. Next year, I'm going to do the whole rototill the backyard, put a box raised garden in there, going to screen it in, build an enclosure so that all the varmints can't get to it, and do it right. Messing around with some pots on the patio and, you know, a little green fence. No, my neighbor down the street has a complete enclosure.
Yeah, we have that. Because we had this problem where the deer were jumping over our... We first
fence.
Had like one of these handmade, we bought chicken wire.
Right.
And we have two long raised beds. Very nice. Okay. Now, you saw my garden.
Yeah. I don't know if I looked at it this year.
So then one year, okay, and then I guess they were like 6 feet high, the gates or the fence. And we put like this handmade gate or whatever. And then the deer started jumping over. So we actually had a legit fence 10 foot high built with a legit door. And now it's a legit garden.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I have to do next year. Yeah.
But then I got like one cherry tomato so far this year.
I wonder if other Jersey backyard gardeners are having the same problem. How's your garden this year? Do you do it every year, or is it just futile? Just go to the farm market and grab stuff.
Although it is great when you're cooking.
To run
and
out.
I go, kids, can you run out and get me some rosemary? Yeah. It's like so much fun.
I know.
But then, how are you doing with tomatoes? Because it's just like early still. What is going on?
No, they're at the farm markets and some supermarkets. Jersey tomatoes are out. They came out about 2 weeks ago. Mine are, like I said, they got hit with so many different things that they're struggling. So I'm about to rip them all out and just wait till next year and do it.
No.
Right.
But I'll tell you what.
But my basil, all my herbs, and my peppers. Oh, my God. I had a Mexican doing work at my house yesterday. And I gave him a bag of hot peppers. He said, "Oh my, yeah. my wife will like them. She's going to cook something with these."
Oh wow, he was the Frito Bandito. He was. Kyle does not know that reference, but it doesn't matter. As long as we laugh, it doesn't matter. 1-800-283-101.5. Plenty of old people are going to thank me for Frito Bandito. 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. How's your garden grow?
Now,
with pretty bells and cockle shells.
No, I grow in every year. After my dad, my brother, Dan, says, when he looks at my garden, he goes, "Hell yeah, ShopRite has those, you know, for like a dollar."
Yeah. Oh, he's so mean.
Yeah, he's like, it's such a waste of time to him. All right. 1-800-283-1015, phone number, it's 1019. Time for New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy show, 1024. I always like to play a little song that Judy hates.
Oh my God, the worst song in the world.
What year was this, like 2008 or something?
Probably. This guy, seriously.
My life is brilliant.
This was uploaded to YouTube 9 years ago, but I will confirm for you. Hang on one second.
How did this guy get away with it?
He didn't have anything afterwards, though. Of that, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. And he was so weird looking, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's anybody.
04.
04. Okay.
Wow.
22 years ago.
Did he do anything else besides this?
I don't think so. I don't think he followed this up with anything.
And also, I think, like, he had a video of it.
Here comes the hook.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, I know this song.
I'm sure.
Aren't you sorry?
I'm sure, Kyle, you've sung it in the shower a couple of times.
Likely. I needed some self-motivation. You're not pasty and bloated. You're beautiful.
All right, it was just a little fun, musical fun. We're talking about backyard gardens. Is it all worth it? I do it every year. My herbs do great. My peppers do great. The tomatoes, I have to keep fighting off deer and ugly, gushy worms. And the farm markets down the street have big, plump, juicy, great field-grown tomatoes. I should just let them handle it. And this year I grew gugutes and cucumbers. And I guess I put the gugutes too close to each other and only got one gugutes. It was good, but... You know the gugutes? Did we have the gugutes conversation, Judy?
We have the gugutes conversation? Our whole relationship is one big gugutes conversation. Well, are you kidding me?
Well, this is the first year I grew it. I mean, my grandmother used to call zucchini gugutes, but gugutes is different than zucchini. It only grows in Italy. It's this long, pale, slender gourd. It grows large as a baseball bat or bigger. And so they didn't have that here when she got here. But all she knew was the gugutes. And so she bought the zucchini. She just called it gugutes.
Was that before or after she went to the gynecologist?
Oh, no, she never went. She never went.
And for those of you who don't know, half of our relationship is gugutes.
The other half.
Is Dennis telling me that his grandmother doesn't go to the gynecologist?
Well, she told the doctor, "Don't go anywhere near my gugutes."
But the funny thing is, she was like about to give birth, and she's like, "And you not go near the gugutes. You not touch the gugutes." And he's like, "Yeah, but ma'am."
No, there was no doctor. 8 delivered on the third floor of their row home in South Philly by a midwife.
And she let somebody.
Oh, it was a woman. It was a, you know, fat, middle-aged woman would come over and go,
"I'm no like it. She need to be fat and old."
And to
all how your- old are you, Conchita? What's her name? What was your aunt's name with
Conchita,
the mole?
Conchita. Oh, no, that was
Pasqualina.
Pasqualina, yeah.
Dennis's
where was the mole?
Pasqualina.
Her cheek.
That's a fine spot.
Yeah. Well, so, Judy made that up. I mean,
she didn't really have a mole.
Can we take this phone call? We're talking about gardening in the backyard. get off my grandmother's gugutes.
But Kyle, while we're talking to Garrett, can you find So You Better Call? I'm very mad because I don't think Dennis has heard from his mother in a long time.
Long time.
She's been gone
since
for a long time.
Since she passed 4 years. Anyway, Garrett is on the line. Is that who we're talking to?
Something like a good gagoots, I'll tell you.
Absolutely. By the way, speaking of gagoots, you know I had to inseminate my zucchinis the other day.
Oh, with the Q-tip and the flour and stuff?
Yeah, so
the flour opens up, you take a Q-tip and boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, I got to take the little...
Maybe that's why I'm not getting more gagoots.
Because you're not getting... I have to artificially inseminate. I feel uncomfortable about doing it. I go out to my garden. I make sure nobody's watching. I take a Q-tip. I stick one end in the male and get the gagoots out of there. And then I stick the other end into the female and kind of like tap it around. I've heard this is the way it's done.
Yeah, no, that's true. I did that with lemon blossom.
So Saturday night. How you do it, Judy? Is that how it's done?
And guess what? Ever since I started impregnating my female flowers, they're growing like crazy. Because you know, there's a very big bee problem. We have a bee shortage.
Short on bees, yeah.
Garrett, I'm going to have to ask you to hold because we're going to have to stop for the news. Yeah. But hang on a minute. For those of you who are having a hard time with your zucchinis, you got to go in there and get the little male junk and put it into the little female.
And he's at the shore. He's at Asbury Park. The gardens at the shore seem to do better. I don't know if it's the warmer salt
the
air.
The climate,
yeah. All right, hang on, Garrett. We'll get to you right after we take this little news break with Jen. It's 10:30.
Jersey's favorite conversation, Dennis and Judy, New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy show, 10:39. We're talking about gardening here in the Garden State. And a lot of people comment. There's so many comments here.
But let's go to Garrett because I keep him
hanging on for
7 hours.
Yep.
Hi, Garrett in Asbury. Your garden is flourishing. Tell us all about it.
Oh, it certainly is. And it's plentiful as far as tomatoes, cucumbers, sweet red peppers. I have hot cherry peppers. I have Swiss chard, cherry tomatoes, regular tomatoes.
Judy, you ever heard of Swiss chard?
Of course. We eat it every year on Passover.
Yeah, I had an Italian uncle in Hartford and never heard of it before. He grew it like crazy. He was loved Swiss chard.
I remember
he prepared it once, and he was a good cook, Danny LaPenta. But I didn't care for it. Anyway.
It's just like any other of those green leafy vegetables, Den. They all taste the same. Some are a little more bitter.
It's a little bitter, yeah.
Yeah, it's like broccoli rabe.
Yeah, maybe I was younger and didn't appreciate it. But it's going well this year?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. And I don't use chemicals or I use only organic on my garden. So I use organic fertilizer, and I also bury my coffee grinds, food scraps, and all that kind of stuff in the garden throughout the year after I dig it up in the fall. So throughout the winter, we just keep putting everything in there. And I was using alpaca manure for a while from a couple of farms that friends of mine had, but they have since sold their farms, so I don't get the alpaca poop anymore. But no, things are growing great. There's an abundance of vegetables and
Dan, we're
herbs.
Making a big mistake. We're not throwing our kitchen trash into our gardens like this guy does.
Well, the composting does help, and I used to do that years ago. Next year, when I get serious about a real garden that's protected, that's the other thing. If it's not protected, you're putting so much work into something that's going to be eaten by birds chipmunks and deer and... Yeah.
Now, Judy, I have a suggestion for you for your zucchini flowers, you know, fiore di zucca.
Yeah.
You know, you could take the females.
Right.
No, not the females. You take the males are on the long stem.
Yeah.
And those are the ones you want to pick, and you can stuff them, and you put them in a little batter and a light fry.
Of course. Not only do
Delicious.
I do that, but this time of year, you got to go to Raya in Long Branch.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's where, what was that old pizza place I used to take my kids all the time to? Anyway,
it's the train
station in Long Branch.
But Judy, did your people
They
do
made
that?
An unbelievable zucchini flowers.
What? Did your people do zucchini flowers too, the Syrians?
No.
What do you stuff it with?
It was Italian. Depends. Me?
Yeah. Or cheese, breadcrumbs?
A mixture of cheese, ricotta cheese, and some kind of sharp cheese, Parmesan, a little batter, fry it. I tell you what, that is my favorite thing in the entire world to eat, but it's just so time-consuming to prepare.
We got to move
on. How about a little smoked mozzarella and anchovy filet? How's that?
Sounds yummy. Yeah.
Well, but delicious. I don't like smoked cheese. Why would you ruin a good cheese by making it smell like a bonfire? I don't understand. But
Mark is the same way.
Yeah.
Anything smoked, he's like, why'd you burn it? I didn't burn it.
You made it smell like I used to smell when I came home from ice skating by the bonfire out in the field in Delran, New Jersey. Anyway, thanks, Garrett, for the call. Be well. Love you. Hope to see you soon. Kathy in Clifton says, my brother and sister-in-law have a wonderful garden they plant every year. Last year, bushels and bushels of blueberries. This year, the heat wave burnt them all up.
Oh.
I'm a seed hoarder, says Scott in Clearwater, Florida. Anything with a seed gets planted. I have dwarf bananas, lemon, red, green, yellow peppers, pineapple, ginger, tomato. Well, in Florida, you can grow it all.
Yeah, but I have some rogue plants growing, Dennis. I have something that I have a very, very close friend, Jamaican guy, who has done Sean, he's a contractor, comes into my backyard and he sees this red plant. And he goes, I'm going to take that tonight, going to feed it to my kids. And I'm like, what the hell is it? And he's like, that's callaloo. And I'm like, callaloo is growing in my backyard? Then I don't know how it got there.
I don't know what that
is. Well, remember I had wild corn last year?
Yeah, corn. It depends on the soil. Like if your gardener brings in extra soil, it might be mixed in with the soil that he brought from another garden.
I was like, what is going on? I mean, you couldn't eat it. You looked at it. Yeah. It was disgusting.
One of the other comments, and this would be Dew from Bridgewater. The gugoots don't need to be artificially inseminated down the shore because the winds off the ocean blows their stuff into the right place.
Well, I must not be close enough to the shore because I had to do that.
Yeah. Joe in Whiting says, hey, Dan's neighbors asking, quote, is that a gugoots in your Speedo or are you just happy to see me?
I purposely did not read that one.
Why not? Jeez, grow up.
Really?
What?
Kyle, you're usually the arbiter of the line.
No, that was fine.
Okay.
I laughed at it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you also sniff your own underpants, so I don't really think that you should be the judge.
And for those wondering, yes, I have sniffed my underpants.
So how is it that I'm trusting?
So Stan from Tinton Falls writes in $29.98 per pound. I don't know what it is. Tomatoes?
I'll check. Well, there's a previous message.
Gotcha. All right. So let's take another call, shall we?
I would love to. Rob is in Howell. By the way, the phone number here, would love to hear from you. 1-800-283-101.5. The original and truest way of joining in our conversation is by phone. We love our app chat, but, you know, we like to kick it old school here on the Dennis and Judy Show. So please give us a call. Tell us, how does your garden grow? Rob, you are having mixed success this year, as am I. What's going on?
I planted late, so that's one thing.
Me too.
And
not gonna lie.
We have a ridiculous amount of Japanese eggplant, a ridiculous amount of okra, and I think I need you, Judy, to knock up my zucchini because they're not working.
Yeah, well, you know how to do it, right? Go on YouTube.
I don't want to get the FBI looking at me, looking at that kind of stuff.
No, listen to me. Then they would have me as a sex addict because every summer I Google how to impregnate my zucchini.
I was growing lemon trees indoors, lemon and blood orange, and they bloomed. They started to blossom in the winter indoors. Of course, there's no wind and there's no bees. So I took a Q-tip and those blossoms smell so delicious. And I was rubbing them, you know, and they got oranges and lemons. But then when I put them outside, come the warm weather, they all fell off. And now they're growing new leaves and I think they're going to blossom again. And I should have lemons and oranges by like Thanksgiving, Christmas time. I think.
Wow.
It's hard growing those. I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to those.
And it's always, too, like, well, zucchinis are always stubborn. You know, they're spoiled brats.
They need a lot of room.
And then all of a sudden you come in one day and everything has been pushed over to one side because one bully male on the bottom is coming up heavy. So he pushes the whole thing over. I mean, they're like little kids.
Wow.
They're like spoiled kids.
You grow cagoots, they climb like a vine. So you don't need as much room as you do with zucchini.
So I should do that.
All right. So thanks so much for the call, sir. Appreciate you listening to New Jersey 101.5. We're talking about gardening, backyard gardening. Is it worth it? Have you given up? Do you still do it? Are you having a good season? I think it's been rough for a lot of people. I know that they say the peaches got burnt up because of the heat. And this guy says, this woman said her brother's blueberries got burnt with a heat wave. Scott in Clearwater, Florida says, I think my zucchinis are trans.
Interesting. We'll talk about that in a second, Scott. 1048, here's New Jersey Fast Station.
It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It's 1054 on the dot, and at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot.
Talking gardening in the Garden State, how are you doing today? And what lovely things are you growing in your backyard garden? We'd love to talk to you. 1-800-283-101.5.
My brother, who does not like gardening, and would always, you know, mock me for gardening, and my dad as well. Well, when my dad died, his sister-in-law gave him a fig tree in honor of my dad, because my dad grew figs and had 10 fig trees in the backyard. So he planted it, and it went crazy. So last summer, he had more figs. He didn't know what to do with them. He was giving them away to the farm market down the road. And she said, I'll pay you. How much do you want? He said, no, I just got so many, I don't know what to do with them. And I don't think he likes to eat them either. So she would trade, you know, she'd give him some corn or tomatoes or whatever. But this year, with the winter we had, they got zapped. So not many figs this year for a lot of people. Although down the shore,
I had to cut my fig tree, Dennis, and it was over 12 feet.
You had to cut it this year because of the rough winter?
Yeah, so we cut it down to like a stick.
Right.
A stick. And it's already like 4 feet tall.
Any figs?
No, but I don't get them till September. Is that weird or is that when they come?
No, they usually come right now. It's such a bummer, too. And then they'll ripen in August, September.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can only pick them. Yeah, I have teeny little ones.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you might not make it.
What I hate about fig season is by the time they start popping, it's cold.
In Sicily, they come twice, in July and then again in early September. And there's so many in southern Italy that they're falling on the ground. They're just like everywhere. And if you like them, you could go crazy there. All right, Tony is in Brick. His garden is doing very well. Thank you very much. Now, Tony, are you considered in the shore area, that part of Brick that you're at?
No, I'm actually, I moved away from Brick. I'm in Atco right now, but I still kept the Brick thing because that's what I was known by.
Okay.
But no, we actually did a garden in bales of hay. And it's amazing how the stuff is grown. And we're getting cherry tomatoes. We're getting regular tomatoes. Our eggplant's starting to come out to fruition.
Time out. Explain, you did it in bales. You have it surrounded by bales of hay?
No. We took a reciprocating saw and cut it and hollowed out spots in the hay. And there we put the dirt and the seeds or plants, whatever we were using, and we grow it right there.
That's wild.
And it's amazing. It's doing incredible. Depending on your property, if you need to, like, you can put them anywhere you want.
Are there pictures of these on the internet somewhere?
I actually sent you one to the app chat, not ours, but one that shows what it looks like.
When did you send it?
I just sent it about 5 minutes ago the chat spot. But it's incredible how well it's working.
I'll have to check.
And we actually set up a sprinkler. We set up a sprinkler right for that spot only, and you just turn on the nozzle, it waters it, we shut it off. But we're already getting our tomatoes.
What name did you send it under?
It's it should be a Brick TWC.
Oh, yeah, here it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, here we go. Let's take a look. Interesting. All right.
It's actually really cool.
Yeah, all right.
And I'm looking forward because the eggplant's starting to flower and begin. So I'm looking forward, because I love eggplants, so I'm looking forward to the eggplant.
You know, I'm right down Hopewell Road from you, so I'll be stopping by for some eggplant.
Not a problem. I make the Greek dish moussaka, which I love.
I love moussaka. Are you Greek?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I love moussaka.
It's my favorite thing to make and eat.
By the way, there's a Mediterranean restaurant in Medford called Dory's in the Taunton village of Taunton Ford Shopping Center.
They have
Greek stuff and Lebanese stuff. Tony, you would love it.
You know, my other favorite thing is the saganaki, the fried cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I love saganaki, too. All right, Tony, thank you for the tip, and good luck this season.
Why do they call it saganaki?
I don't know.
But that sounds like a Japanese food.
I know. It's that halloumi cheese, I think, and then they light it on fire.
I love halloumi.
Mm. There's a place in Morristown that does great Greek food. It's called the Address, I think. And I had saganaki there, too.
Saganaki!
Saganaki! All
right. Sounds scary. Okay, so we're going to take a little break. Yeah. We had fun with the garden talk.
Yeah.
Somebody said they have a rock garden because they're from London, so they chew on rocks.
Right, right. Chewing on rocks and swine me teeth for this way. All right. It's 11 o'clock, New Jersey 101.5. The Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, New Jersey Chime Time is 11:09. It's Dennis and Judy show. I'm Dennis Malloy.
I'm Judy Franco. Hello, people. How are you?
So, this story puzzled me at first. I saw the headline, a bear attack in Mercer, in Hunterdon County. And it wasn't a bear attack. The bear was walking down a trail, and a hiker was walking down the trail. And he saw the bear and went, nah! And ran and tripped over himself running. Now, if he's listening and said, no, it wasn't like that. Well, they sent like the... They had sent a boat rescue across Round Valley Reservoir, and there was other vehicles involved to come get this guy. I guess he called and said, I've been attacked by a bear. Well, he got attacked by the brush that he was running through to get away from the bear. And Judy, we've always been told, don't run from the bear. Then you look like prey. If you run, you look like prey. And the bear goes,
that's true.
Oh, something to eat? I'll go grab that. So you don't run. You make noise, make yourself bigger, rawr, and then just like casually saunter away. So anyway, this guy freaked out apparently from the story we can tell. A 40-year-old man was hiking toward Cushatunk Mountain. That's a new one on me, Judy. Have you ever heard of Cushatunk?
I have not. It can't be in this state.
I remember one time I... No, never mind. So Cushatunk.
Good. Good editing. Very good.
How's your...
You know what happens when you're gone for a year, Dan?
What happens?
You forget the line.
No. What do you mean? Oh, where the line is?
Like you've said whatever the F you want to for the past year, and you forgot here there's stuff you can only think and not say.
Like my cahoots and your Cushatunk should never meet.
Never the twain shall meet.
All right. Yeah. So he was walking toward Cushatunk Mountain when he saw the bear. While fleeing, he tripped and suffered cuts from brush and vegetation, according to officials. State Park Police responded to the Round Valley Reservoir Recreation Area Monday night following the encounter, the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection said. South Branch Emergency Services was dispatched to the scene. Ambulances, two ambulances, a water rescue truck, a rescue boat, and another vehicle were used during the search, according to emergency services. So he must have been down on the ground saying, I'm hurt. Bear. So there was no bear attack. He saw a bear and went, nah! And ran.
What is the point?
The question is, when have you said, nah? and soiled yourself fleeing from an animal. No. Your encounters with wild animals, whether it's a raccoon in your backyard, squirrels in your attic, a bear at Cushatunk Mountain. Kyle's had some wild experiences with wildlife.
Right.
What? Tell us, Kyle.
No, I don't have anything crazy. I've told you before, my parents have been doing battle with a beaver for a year and a half, and now it's a beaver colony. There's about
Well, this is a new home, right?
Yeah, they moved into a new place. They have a pond behind their house. They had 26 trees that were behind their house. All have been taken down.
By the beaver?
By the beaver.
Holy crap.
All of them. And my dad took a video of him the other day. He is a fat sucker.
Did he mention that it makes a big loud slap in the water with its tail?
I don't know if he said that, no.
Because we had one in the lake, and at night you'd hear this. It sounded like somebody dumping a body in the lake, and it was this beaver slapping its tail on the water and saying, like, I'm here, Mother Everest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, he's asserted his dominance over everybody in this neighborhood now. I mean, you have a tree, he's coming for it and has make no bones about it.
I got two numbers for you.
What's that?
2-2.
2-2?
Yeah, a 22 to the head.
Oh.
My Uncle Sonny, he lived in South Philly, and anytime there was any kind of animal life in his tiny little backyard, alleyway yard, he'd open the window. Ping, ping.
Yeah, I mean, the weirdest part is, you know, they want a dam running water. They don't want to be at a stagnant lake. So I've joked around that this beaver was the outcast of his old colony. They, you know, dropped him off here and said, figure this one out. And son of a gun, he did. He's figured it out perfectly. He's reproduced. There are numerous beavers there now.
It's a newer 55-plus development that has occasional water retention ponds in the midst of it.
Right.
And that's what they're dealing with.
And he made his way through the woods, thought he was gone for good, and came upon water and trees.
Yeah, we got to shoot this. I'm sorry. You know, I mean.
But now there's too many, though. I mean, what are you going to. I mean, there is a beaver colony now. He's got his house, which we can see. It's like.
Has he talked to the development? Because it's a managed property,
right?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
They pay an HOA fee.
They do. They contacted somebody early on who basically, I don't remember what the exact words were. It certainly was not 22, but my dad said, why not? And they were basically telling him, we can't really do anything about this. You just have to deal with it. So, yeah. A lot of good that HOA does.
Call my Uncle Sonny.
Yeah, if you know a guy, I'll give you my dad's
number.
We
both know. By the way, I'm a guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I can do it myself. I mean, I don't have a 22, though.
But, I mean, you're going to have to be dive bombing in the water to get these things, though. They come up on land very infrequently now because they've built their dam. And the annoying part of it for my parents is there's a whole forest that's right by the lake. Or the pond.
Right.
Why is he taking the trees in the yard? It's like he's trying to play mind games.
They do swim on the surface, so you can get a shot.
Him.
Get a shot.
Oh, yeah. My dad says he sees them all the time. He'll take our dog out at night, and the beaver will be sitting there eating the reeds, and my dad will shine the flashlight at him, and he'll just look at him while he's eating. He's not, not nervous.
Listen, I know we're going to get blowback from people who love animals. They're going to shoot him. It's destroying the environment.
The guy has no fear of death, I'll tell you that.
Well,
but he may. If you fire around at least near him, he may think twice.
No, they don't think. You got to into it.
How about our listeners? Do you think that they've had an experience they might want to share?
Oh, I bet they have, Jody. Let's talk to them.
Because you know what my new T-shirt says, right?
What?
Where'd you get that?
I can't see.
New Jersey 101.5, join the conversation.
Oh, join the conversation.
When'd you get that?
Well, I got one in the car if you want. I got a large for you.
Can you read the back?
Yeah, it's got all the shows on there. Is Kyle's name on there?
I was just going to say, am I on there?
No.
I don't want one.
You had to see Jess selling this. Our sales manager, Jessica Schwartz, who takes care of all the merch. You got to have this shirt. It's an unbelievable. These aren't cheap shirts. This is
gilded. Yeah.
This is a bat mitzvah shirt. I was like, I don't even know what that means, but okay, must be good.
She's the best. She's amazing.
She is. But actually, the shirt is very cute. It announces the new lineup on the back. Sans Kyle. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
It does say coworker.
Oh, that's good.
Bottom.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm the fine print, maybe.
And then
it also says hashtag I used to be the PD because they wanted to represent DJ.
Sure. Right.
So. All right. So your interactions with wildlife, 1-800-283-1015 is the phone number. And if you've ever seen a bear out either in your driveway or out in the woods hiking, what do you do? This guy, this 40-year-old man, they don't give his name because of embarrassment, I'm sure. He went and started running and hurt himself fleeing from the bear. 1-800, oh, yeah, Dennis, what would you do? I might do the same thing. I know we've been told to make a noise and be bigger than the bear and all that.
Well, running away is legitimately the worst thing you can do.
Right.
You're supposed to back away slowly.
Right.
And look at it, make eye contact, and like you said, start screaming things.
Yeah.
Going, yeah, may intimidate the bear.
Yeah.
He's never heard that before.
Yeah, if you make a real, if I make some crazy, weird sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Curse at him in Italian.
Right.
Disgraziato. He might run away.
Exactly.
They understand that. I mean, you've done it.
Now, if you run into the Italian bear, you're screwed.
Yeah, right.
I know. Every time Dennis does that to me, I also run away. So.
All right. Your call's coming up. 1-800-283-1015. 1118. Time for New Jersey Facts.
Station continues. Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy showed 1124. We're talking about critter confrontations. A guy was hiking up around Round Valley Reservoir and saw a bear and fled and hurt himself in the brush and apparently called 911. And all kind of water rescue showed up, park rangers, the Navy, I think the Iron Dome was deployed. And
can you see me, by the way?
No, I'm sorry. I put the phone in a different position.
So you don't even need to see me. You just need to see Carl?
No, I need to see you as well. But you have the most horrible angle of me.
I know. It's that's okay. Terrible.
It's unflattering. But
I see is like your neck.
Good.
I'm saying like make it work, Dan. There you go.
I got to hold it up like this.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'll just ignore your neck. Anyway. We're talking about how you had a brush. No, no, put it down, honey. Don't worry. It's okay. I know what you look like. I know. I close my eyes and I see you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what were your brushes with wildlife? And apparently we have people who've bumped into lions and tigers and bears everything else in New Jersey. TJ in Freehold had a real interesting collision with a beaver. Just last week. Tell us.
It's not me. Our owner of our company, he's got a wildlife team, and he was out capturing beavers. He showed me photos. So he trapped the beavers and eliminated the den. I sent on the app chat for Kyle if he wants to reach out to us. We've got a good wildlife team that could probably take care of his beaver issue.
That's pretty cool. Thank you.
I will pass along the info to my parents, TJ. Thank you.
Oh,
wonderful.
Look at these people taking care of us. I love you. TJ, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Hold on. Is he going to give you?
He sent it on the app chat. I see it. I can text it to my mom.
Okay. Frank in Mount Holly, he once bumped into a big alligator. By the way, I saw a guy get knocked out by an alligator the other night on TV.
Really?
The alligator's mouth was taped shut and the legs
the tail?
And it was the head, the head.
Mm.
And they said any trained alligator person knows stay away from the head because the head can hit you just as hard as any other part of their body. Sure enough, he was loading him into a dump truck to put him back into the water.
Right.
And he got too close when he pushed him in and that head of that alligator came in, knocked him right out on the ground.
I saw
he
that
had a concussion.
Yeah. That's like getting hit with a cinder block.
Yeah.
Oof. Seriously, how silly is it, though, that an alligator that can chomp anything to bits, you put a little tape on its mouth, he's done.
Well, that's why Kyle, yeah, but that's we watched
this
show.
He swings his head, he can, you know.
Right, but he can't bite you. Like, they can't open their mouth if you put a little tape on it. Duct tape.
No,
it is amazing, but it wasn't a little tape. I mean, he put duct tape around the into 400 rolls of it around his head.
Yeah.
But Mark and I were watching, which now we're obsessed with, stupid animal encounters on YouTube. People who see a little fence at the zoo and go, oh, I want a selfie with a polar bear.
I saw that recently too. The lady in, was it Australia?
This, I don't know. I watched a million of them.
And
a guy trying to impress two girls he was with. So he jumps over into the panther cage.
Yeah. I saw a woman with a panther and another chubby woman getting almost eaten by polar bears at feeding time.
I saw that.
Oh, my God. How
and then they tried to pick her up off the side and they dropped her.
Slipped through the ring.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, let's talk to Frank in Mount Holly. He's got a story about an alligator.
You and I need a real job, Dennis. Why? We're watching too much stupid stuff on YouTube. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Great. How are you?
Okay, I was a boat guide in the Okefenokee, which is in Georgia. It's a swamp like the Everglades.
Mm-hmm.
And the boat was just a little electric motor, and there was seven people on it. We pulled into the dock where people get off. And before that, the boat rose up about 6 to 8 inches and went back down. And I knew that the gator was in the area, but they stocked, you know, the canals. They weren't eating people, which is good. So we pull in, and I hooked the boat up. And right beside the boat, the alligator rose up. He's about a 12-footer. And I've never seen people get out of the boat so fast. They were yelling expletives. And why did you... go by the gator. I said, I didn't know it was there.
I got to ask you a question. Why, with a boat that has at least seven people on it, did you have an electric motor?
So you don't pollute the water.
Okay, yes, because that rule we have in my lake and a lot of South Jersey lakes is that there's no motor boats on the lake except for electric motor. But in the Okefenokee, little 10-horse Evinrude was going to kill stuff?
Well, for the longer trips, there's a 2-hour tour. We used, 10 horsepower maybe, or 6 horsepower, but around the little 20-minute trip around the little, it's a tourist attraction, what the place was. They used electric motors. They had 6, like, car batteries.
Oh, and, I got you. The electric battery doesn't give you much power or much speed. So if you're being pursued by, in an alligator-infested water, I want a gas motor.
Yeah, that's true, but they stocked the waters with fish, so nobody was being pursued.
Oh, good.
By gators. Yeah,
are you from down there in Georgia, Frank?
Yes, I came up here in the Air Force years ago.
Nice. All right, thank you, Frank. Great story. Appreciate the call to New Jersey 101.5. Look at the time already, Judy. Jeez. More of your we've got a lot of good calls coming up and good app chat comments as well. Time for the news, 11:31.
Get back to Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
It's 11:39, Dennis and Judy show, and we're talking about animal encounters. A guy was hiking near Round Valley Reservoir this week and saw a bear and freaked out and ran through the brush and hurt himself. And all kinds of people came to rescue him. And the bear was like, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. Hey, boo-boo. Why is that guy running from us? Boo, boo.
Another. Kyle, just testing. You understand the reference, right?
Well over my head.
Wow. Yeah, I had a feeling.
Hey, boo, boo. Let's steal some picnic baskets. Boo, boo.
No. Although you do it very well.
Thank you.
From?
Yogi Bear.
Ah.
A Hanna-Barbera production.
He was smarter than the average bear, just FYI.
Oh, please, while we're chatting, find the jingle of Yogi Bear, please.
Let's go to John in Lawrenceville, who had an encounter with one of the most hideous animals on the planet right in his garden. Hi, John.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Dennis, I'll make a comment on the bear guy on Bear Mountain there. Wait till he gets the bill for sending the Marines in.
I wonder if they will bill him.
Oh, my God. How dumb is he? But... he could get billed for everything that you said went on. I got to look that up.
Yeah. Oh, but, there was at least 4 different agencies that came with multiple pieces of equipment, including a boat.
Exactly.
Including a boat.
And he falls into a couple bushes. Oh, my God. All right. This is a few years back.
Some kind of fairy is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, this is a monster groundhog. Kept ripping my gardens apart, and you talked about gardens in the last hour. But, I mean, I have great gardens every year, all the food you'd want. But I finally see him, and I sneak out my side door. First, I string up my bow, and I already got the razor tip on it because the township won't do nothing. Well, I don't have no shoes on. I'm in my sock, and I still bury one right in him. He makes a
love
scream.
This guy. Love this guy.
He makes a scream and runs up and charges me. And he's got the arrow like through the head of someone, but it's through him. And he's charging me. Thank the Lord, 20 feet later, he drops dead. And I couldn't run away. I had no shoes on.
So he was like, ah, and it's like a kamikaze lunge for you, but he dropped before he got to you.
Oh, yeah, I hit him in a good spot, right under the arm there. I knew where to go for him. You know? Because I was a target shooter at one time with it. But and the funny thing about the bear, it was a bear bow. Compound bow. It was called a bear bow.
Wow. Good for you, John. All right, great story. Thanks for the call to New Jersey 101.5. Kyle, what'd you find?
You wanted the jingle of it, right?
Yeah.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's hair.
You thought I was going to know this? The animation looks like it's from 1950.
It's from the 60s, I think.
Kellogg's, your best choice in cereals.
That was the golden age of television and the golden age of America, I would say.
I don't know why they all sounded the same.
Yeah,
the announcer, Kellogg's is going to taste like this when you eat it.
I know.
Why did they have that voice?
I don't know.
Everything you hear from back then.
People will listen to you and what you've recorded at the radio station here in the last 2 years. No, they will listen to it in 40 years and say, how come everybody sounded the same?
Mm.
They will. We have in different eras, we sound different. Trish has a great story. Hi, Trish. You're on New Jersey 101.5.
Hello. How are you?
From the great northern New Jersey. Where in North Jersey are you?
West Milford area, I'll say.
Nice. All right. So what happened?
Okay. A few years ago, my husband and I were heading out to a job. He was a contractor. And we're heading down our road. And we come up on a bear walking right up the main road towards a bunch of kids waiting to get on the school bus. So my husband slowed down the truck, and it was aiming right for the kids. It was not running, but going quicker. And he bumped it with the corner of the truck. It just walked around the front of the truck and kept going at the kids. And I was yelling out the window for the kids to go home. They had enough, you know, area to do it. And they're like, no, we'll miss the school bus. I was like, no, there's a bear. Luckily, the bus came like within a couple seconds, and the kids got on the bus and we reported it. But I'm also in the area where several years ago, the college student got eaten by the bear.
Oh, yeah.
They were hiking in the area, and there were five of them, and they split up, and the bear took the one, you know, and we knew some police officers that were on the scene. And they said they literally, he was guarding the second half of the body, you know, that he was not letting the rescuers,
Trish, we're always told that the black bears are not dangerous.
They are. I have 19 in my backyard right now. And when you, this bear, if it's kept alive, they will relocate it kind of to where I am, because I have many acres of watershed by us. And you can tell how dangerous the bears are by me, by how many tags they have. They usually have like little piercing in their ear. Sometimes it's a color tag. If it's three or more, they put it down.
So they tag them when they remove them to a new area, and they move them to your area. But they move them because they're a nuisance, not because they were eating humans.
Well, it depends on what, you know, if you look West Milford area, you'll see. Just a couple months ago, a guy was in his garage feeding his dog. The bear came in and scratched him. He ended up with like 80-something stitches.
Did they euthanize that bear?
No.
They usually don't. You know what I learned from watching that YouTube thing, Trish, that if they find out from doing the research that animal was acting the way an animal should act, they don't euthanize him. Like, if you're doing something crazy.
Well, if it comes into your garage and gives you 80 stitches, that's...
Right, but it's if somebody walked up to you or didn't do the right thing and the animal perceived that you were a predator, you know what I mean? Like you...
Yeah, but
like
you said, if what about the situation where the guy's in his garage and he ends up with 80 stitches? I say euthanize that bear.
Well, I don't know. It depends. Did the person in the garage do what he was supposed to do, Or did he scream and pick up a broom and raise it to the... You know what I mean?
Kill it.
They blame it on the... I know, Den, but I'm just saying they blame it on the human.
It almost feels like stand your ground, but for, like, you know, how we're not stand your ground, say, but for animals.
Right.
That is what they do, 100%.
All right. Trish, thank you for the call. Stay safe. Do we have time for Mike real quick in Colts Neck? Hi, Mike.
Hey, I got a good one. I'm a Jersey boy, born and bred, and I was driving through the Rocky Mountains, stopped with a buddy to have dinner at a steakhouse. We're west in western Colorado, not near anything. We had to make a restroom break, so we stopped at a motel. As we're walking out, I was walking out. I heard a homeless guy in the dumpster next to the hotel. We had leftover food in the car, so I was like, you know what? I'll go grab the food. I'll give it to the homeless guy and save him from the dumpster one night. I go around the corner of the dumpster to tell the guy I've got food, and the biggest black bear stood up on its hind legs, maybe 6 feet from me. And I didn't know what to do. I did all the wrong things, but it was funny. I was in flip-flops. I'm sprinting across the parking lot in flip-flops. This bear, instead of coming after me, I scared him. He jumped up onto the side of the mountain, and it was just a classic Jersey mentality. Oh, it's a homeless guy in the Rocky Mountains where there aren't any homeless guys. It's a bear. It was a funny story.
Judy, do you know who this is?
No.
This is Dr. McLovin.
Oh, Judy, come on. How do you... My gosh, Judy.
That voice is imprinted in my brain.
And Dennis, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Tom's River later, next month, I guess it is, or whatever.
Yes, dinner at Dina's. So, dinner with Dennis at Dina's Bistro,
It's going to be great. So, Judy, I don't know what to do. You know, like, you toy with my emotions. I feel like things are great, and then you don't even know who I am, and I don't know. It's hard.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have seven different names, Dr. McLovin. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's only McLovin when we have to philosophize about something.
I don't care.
Like...
Listen to me, okay? I treat you with much more respect than Dennis does. I should be on the board because I don't sit there and throw your first name around like we're BFFs.
Well, Dennis and I are. We've gotten there. I mean, okay, maybe that's something to think about.
You know what, Dr. McLovin? F you and your board.
Don't do security. Don't do this. We don't want to say things we regret later.
All right, Mike, thank you for the call, Doc. Appreciate you listening to New Jersey 101.5. Animal Encounters. Do you have one? 1-800-283-1015. 11:49. Time for Fast Track. It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 11:55 on the dot, and at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you a cash-free car on the spot. Dennis and Judy show, talking about animal encounters. The official word is, if you see a black bear, don't run. Just, you know, back away slowly. Make yourself look bigger than you are, make a noise, and distract the bear and move away slowly. This guy ran through the bushes, hurt himself in the brush, and everyone but the Marines were called out to save him.
So here's what I learned from watching this YouTube video, 22 stupid adults and what they did with animals.
Right.
That every one of these people breached some kind of a wall or some kind of a fence.
This guy was hiking on the trail by Round Rock Valley Reservoir, doing his thing.
That's totally different.
Right.
But, so all of these people, the animals were not put down because they said, hey, these people, these animals did what's natural to them. But apparently, if you don't act right, according to the animal world, the animal will not be put down.
Right, but if you're in your garage in Hunterdon County or Warren
County.
Too bad.
If you pick up a stick and try to hit the animal and he bites you and you
Then you should be able to put a bullet in his chest. If you're in your garage, and then you'll get in trouble if you do that outside of hunting season, outside of whatever, unless it's they get the prosecutor involved and they, you know, deem it self-defense. Any, you know, dangerous animal comes near your, any animal comes near your house other than a domestic pet, you should be able to kill it. Neutralize.
I agree.
All right. Kim is calling from Point Pleasant Beach. Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys. You know, when your kids are little, I had like a minivan and unfortunately I left the windows open, but you feed your kids like all snacks, like Cheerios and Goldfish. So there's tons of that in my car. And later on, I ran back out to get something out of the car and I noticed there's a raccoon feasting on all the crumbs in my car. And though I opened the doors, the raccoon would not leave. So I didn't know what to do. I ran in the house and I made it a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I left it outside the car because I had to make something more enticing for it to get out of the car.
Yeah, so I got something more enticing. With a broomstick up his ass is what I would poke him out of my car as quick as I could. They're pretty chill and they don't react like the squirrel would run away in a heartbeat. But
oh, see, I thought that meant something was wrong with the raccoon because my friend had a raccoon come in through her garage door and eat. She found him in the cereal cabinet eating all their cereal. And the cop said, oh, must have been rabid because they're not going to come that close to you.
No, but it actually cleaned out. They have opposing fingers, so it actually got the goldfish out of some good nooks and crannies, like where the seats were. So yeah, it wasn't that bad.
They have little hands. They're creepy, I think. But anyway, they're cute. Thanks for the story, Kim. Pat in Glenmore, PA says, I woke up last week at our campsite in Cape May Courthouse to a squirrel eating my Nutrigrain bar on the picnic table. That was my big wildlife encounter. We went down to Wildwood this past weekend, Judy.
Yeah.
Remember I told you Monday? And driving that stretch of the parkway, once you get past Atlanta, or even once you get past Point Pleasant or Brick, the parkway, and especially down south below Atlantic City, it is like a different state. It's very rural and beautiful. Oh, my gosh, Judy.
Wow. I can't believe that came to an end. I think I have like 7 more commercials to read. I'll try to fit them in the next 10 seconds. We are so thrilled to have had you listen here, guys.
Thank you.
And thank you to all our sponsors, by the way,
for sure,
with us last night.
Yeah.
Also want to thank the amazing Lou and Michelle coming up next.
And our producer, Kyle Forson.
Yeah, him too. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you.